Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Trombonist and composer Kalia Vandiver leads her own jazz quartet, but she's also played with everyone from Harry Styles to jazz vibes player Joel Ross to indie rock's Japanese Breakfast. Her new solo album, called We Fell in Turn, is something totally different. Spacey, ethereal, deeply ambient music for solo trombone and electronics, inspired at least in part by her Hawaiian roots. Kalia is here to play some of it for us, beginning with a piece called Held In, which will lead directly into another piece called Stillness in Hand.
Thank you.
That's Kalia Vandiver live in our studio. Just Kalia, her trombone, and a couple of foot pedal effects that will be familiar to electric guitarists, maybe not so familiar to fans of the trombone, though. Two pieces there. Held In was the more ambient-sounding first piece, and then Stillness in Hand, in which, Kalia, you set up a little loop of yourself and then played over it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, first of all, on the record, those two pieces are separate. But their titles, you know, in the Held In and In Hand, they kind of seem like they might have come from a similar source of inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were two of the pieces that made it on the record that were preconceived going into the weekend of recording. I think I had prepared four pieces going into recording, but only a few ended up on the record. Otherwise, everything on the record were improvised.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what happens to those pieces now? Are they, I mean, obviously these pieces are repeatable, you know, as you just did. What about the rest of the works on the album? Are they just like, what is the piece? Is it the melody? Is it the setup that the electronics have? It's almost a philosophical question, I suppose.
Well, when I'm improvising, I'm often thinking of melody and the arc of a piece, or I'll kind of just allow space to take my ears wherever. And I feel like that process was so integral when recording this record. And when thinking about the live performance, I wondered if I was going to transcribe the pieces and then perform them live. And I am doing a little bit of that, but I wanted to keep the element of improvisation in the live performance as well, because that is how most of the solo shows started for me when I started playing solo shows.
So if you're doing a solo show and someone says, play Temper the Wound or something, it's like, you know.
I could, yeah. I mean, I know Temper the Wound quite well because it was the first single and I've listened to it the most, probably.
Yeah.
But the last song that I'll play today, Recollections from Shore, I learned from the record. but that was an improvisation.
Had you done this sort of thing before?
Yes. Yeah, I had played a number of solo shows before the pandemic, starting in 2019, and dove heavily into that work during the pandemic for obvious reasons.
Right, right. Good thing to have in your back pocket when you're stuck alone in a house, you know, by yourself with just your instrument and your gear and no band.
Right.
Having said that, your previous record, Regrowth, which is with your quartet.
Yes.
There's a track on that album called More of the Good Stuff Later that at the beginning, at least, seems to hint at the sound world that you're exploring in this current record.
Yeah, that piece actually came from a solo show that I played. And I record most of my solo shows, so that was a motif that really struck me when I was listening back to the recording. And originally, I was going to only perform it in a solo setting, but I thought it would be nice to bring to the quartet. And so the first time I brought it to Lee Medvin, who plays my quartet and also produced We Fell in Turn, I loved hearing it on guitar. And then when adding bass and drums, like having that sense of rhythm and body really felt nice. But it's something that I can play in both settings, which is really nice. And I don't really have a lot of pieces where that's true.
Yeah. The title of the album is We Fell in Turn. There's a track on it called We Wept in Turn.
Mm-hmm.
There's another, as we mentioned before, called Temper the Wound. These are kind of, there's a hint of darkness in some of these titles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so where did that come from?
A lot of the things I was considering when recording was my childhood and memories that come up for me, either in dreams where I feel like experiences escape me but find their way back in the midst of a dream.
Mm.
And I'll wake up really experiencing that emotion, whether it's sadness or loss, and I feel like I process a lot of my grief in dreams, oddly enough. Like, my grandfather passed in late 2019, and he visits me in my dreams. And I talk about that a little bit, like, within Hawaiian mythology, like, spiritual guides kind of finding their way back to you in very unfamiliar and uncommon ways. And yeah. I feel like that's one way that he visits me. And so the title, We Wept in Turn, talks about, or what I'm considering is the feeling of waking up from a dream in tears. And sometimes you're aware of where it comes from, and then other times you have no idea
right
where that sadness is coming from. Yeah, there's certainly dark elements, but it's also hopeful in some ways, or that's how I view it. It's, you know, with time and growth, I can kind of rearrange those memories, both in my brain and my self. But those memories still have an effect on who I am today.
And the idea that, you know, I mean, you said before the piece talks about, I mean, these are instrumental pieces.
Right, as I said, yeah.
They don't talk about anything. But I know what you mean. And the fact that there's this kind of Hawaiian mythology behind it is really interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. And I've never lived in Hawaii, but all of my maternal family live in Hawaii.
I see.
And we try to visit as often as we can. We just went in February, all the women in the family, which was really nice.
Uh-huh.
But I feel really, really and deeply connected to that side of the family, even when I'm not in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, and you were talking before about, like, separation. I mean, if family is in Hawaii and you're on the mainland, that's thousands of miles of separation.
Yeah, and I know that my grandma specifically feels that separation because all of her relatives are still on Hawaii, and it's hard for her to get out there. And so it meant a lot to her that the rest of the family could join her.
Yeah. So the title of this next piece, Recollections from Shore, seems to have a kind of ocean-going quality or idea behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this title specifically, I was imagining some of the memories that I have by water in Hawaii. And again, I feel this presence from ancestry when I'm by water in Hawaii, and that's also common in, you know, mythology in Hawaii as well. Like, whether the ancestors live in the water or there's also, in our family, there's a spirit that is guided through a turtle. Like, a turtle represents the spirit in the family.
Huh.
And my mom just told me this story, how when after a relative passed at the funeral, they, I believe, like, went on a boat to spread his ashes, and there was a turtle swimming alongside the boat.
Oh. So that's specific to your family. That's not like, this is Hawaii.
That story is specific to my family.
Yeah. Okay. So what's happening in this piece? It's the trombone, and what's all the stuff that you're controlling with your feet?
Yeah, today I have a harmonizer, the Quintessence harmonizer, a Ditto Looper, and the Stereo Memory Man with Hazari.
Okay, so the harmonizer is what was giving you the second note in Held In.
Yes.
So the lower note was coming from the harmonizer.
Yeah, it was a sixth down.
Okay. Let's hear another live performance from Kalia Vandiver. The album is called We Fell in Turn. Here's a live performance of the opening track called Recollections from Shore.
Thank you.
That's Kalia Vandiver, live, solo, here in the studio, Recollections from Shore, from her album called We Fell in Turn, which is out now, an album of solo pieces with trombone and electronics. And the trombone, Kalia, is an instrument we associate with jazz, especially big band jazz, orchestral classical music. What did you study when you were becoming a trombonist?
So I didn't start playing jazz when I picked up the trombone, mostly because I was trying to get my facility on the instrument. Mm-hmm. So I took classical trombone lessons for a very long time, really up until I went to college. But when I went to high school, I went to performing arts high school, and that's when I really dug into the jazz repertoire. Not so much jazz trombone repertoire, but listened to a lot of saxophonists and pianists, and then I went to college for jazz performance.
And at what point did you start experimenting with foot pedals and electronics and looping and things like that?
Not until 2019.
Yeah.
Like shortly before I started playing solo shows.
Yeah. So as a trombonist, as an aspiring trombonist, you know, guitarists always have heroes, you know. Mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix, Andres Segovia, pianists, Vladimir Horowitz, Glenn Gould. Did you have trombone heroes?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest hero for me is J.J. Johnson. A trombonist that I still listen to today, and those are some of the earliest trombone transcriptions that I learned in early high school years, but his lyricism is something that I try to carry in my own playing, especially in jazz contexts.
Right. Are you familiar with Stuart Dempster?
I'm not.
Ooh. He's still around. He's in his late 80s now, I think, but recorded an album in the late 70s called Stuart Dempster and the Great Abbey of Clement VI. So it's just trombone in this beautiful reverberant abbey.
Oh, wow.
So he plays a note and it hangs in the air. I mean, what you just did, you know, with the effect
kind of
taking a long tone and holding it as a drone behind you, the Abbey was kind of doing for him.
Oh, maybe.
So that kind of ambient use of the trombone, I don't think I'd ever heard that again until this record.
Yeah, it's so nice playing solo shows, especially with effects, because I'm obviously so familiar with my sound, and sound is something that I've focused on for many years. And so in this setting, I get to interact in real time with myself.
Right.
And
you can bring your Abbey with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to be in a reverberant place. You can, you've got it in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I suppose each of these pieces has its own, that's part of the quote-unquote score for the piece, is what's the effect, what's the setting on the effect, you know?
You know, on some of the pieces, I'm working with the pedals as the piece is going, but a lot of the time I feel like I set something on the pedal and then work from there.
Right.
And then with some of the pieces, Lee, the producer, and I decided that he would man the pedals as I was playing, so that was a really fun exercise, which we ended up including some of those pieces on the record. Mirrored Solitude, for example, the only one that I'm singing on.
Right.
Lee is actually working the pedals. I'm not.
So that's kind of a duet at that point.
Yeah. It's nice because a lot of folks don't know that, but when I tell them, like, oh, I can kind of hear that now at the moment in which something shifts that maybe I wouldn't have control over.
And Mirrored Solitude, as you say, there is trombone on it, but it starts with just your voice.
Yes.
Had you done that before?
I had never looped my voice before. I sang on one solo show that I decided to do everything on. I like play guitar, I sang, and I play trombone with effects. And at the time, I don't really know why I did that because I was so overwhelmed. But I feel like I often throw myself into challenging situations. Mm-hmm. But now I've incorporated my voice more into the solo sets, and it's nice that a track ended up on the record.
Yeah. Well, we're actually going to hear a little bit of Mirrored Solitude to wrap things up, but the album's called We Fell in Turn. It's the latest from Kalia Vandiver, and as I said at the beginning of the session, sort of different from everything else that we've heard from you, Kalia, over the last few years. Congratulations. I think it's a beautiful record.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Video shot today by Joe Enright. Our video editor is Eric Weber. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by texting New Sounds to 70101.